What?
Yeah. Oh, you spoke to him? Hi, Richard. Okay.
Do you know yet what the Ben Osmanim schedule is?
Yeah, I'll go back to the mission. Yeah.
Because I told you, I have to go to Israel.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Rabotai. Welcome back. Shalom to all. It's very good to see everybody. So now, the Yom Tovim, Baruch Hashem, they say, different people say over from Rav Putner, that you don't say that the Yontov is over. You say, I was able to experience another Yontov in my life. You know, like Rabbi Joseph said over from Rav Putner, it's not like, oh, we finished it. No, we experienced another Yontov. Is Rav Putner. Rav Joseph said from Rav Putner. Okay. We're going to start a new packet today. We're going to start fresh. Even though we started Tassim Elam Rassoy, but this is going to be a different aspect of Tassim Elam Rassoy. Because we spoke about the Sukkah, and the Shlach, and the whole, all the different things. So we're going to talk about Tassim Elam Rassoy in other areas of Halacha. And so the Tzitzis, our minhag is to begin with the Niggun, right? Whenever there's a new, the beginning of the Zman, or a big Hefsek. But this was a big Hefsek, according to all opinions. So, we'll start with the Niggun, and then we can pick up in the new packet. And, Rez Hashem, we wish everyone good health, to you and your family, so we should be able to learn well together through the Zman, for much to come. And then we have to decide, we have when to start doing a little Chazara, because we did have a whole bunch of weeks beforehand, so we'll decide about that, and we'll have some type of Chazara, some type of Machine of sorts, and then we'll continue, but we still have time for that. And then we go to the end of the Zman. But what time is the, when does the semester,
you've got
a while. Do you have the date? Yeah. When does the semester go until?
December
31st? December 31st. Is that, what is the official, what is the official Bechina date? I'm going to look at it now, this way I can give you your answer. The question was, yes, the big book tickets for Eretz Yisrael. So that's now I'm asking for the...
Yeah, 25th.
Is the Bechina. Of 25th and 26th is the Bechina. And then usually we do a limud also during... last year I think we did Kiddushin Tos. We'll see what we'll do. And okay, so this way you.
So when is there another
Seder?
What are the dates? Starting and finishing.
Oh yeah, so 20. And when does we resume what day?
22nd.
January 22nd. So officially from the after the 26th of December till January 22nd. But still we have Shear then. But that's. Because I give shiur, you understand. But it's not the part of the official zman. You follow what I'm saying?
Like
Mila, I gave kiddushay talos. If you remember, I don't know. Well, you weren't very regular shiur then, so.
No.
You were. Right. Yeah, but okay, it's good. Okay, so but then when you come back, you can continue whatever. You can listen to the shiurim from Eretz Yisrael. We can take the packets with you and then listen. Then when you come back, you can continue with us. That's the main intercession shoot. We'll see, Okay, let's start the Niggun, and we'll start the Limud. Avinu Psava Rahman Gavirachem Rachem Aleinu V'seim Svibeinu Vida V'havinu Le'askil Avinu Psava He said the classical case, choted begodish, right? Meaning a person has a haystack, and so a haystack, you can't use as a sukkah because you can't get in there. Well, what if you have your haystack? It's a tall haystack, and then you just hollow out the middle, and then you walk in. So the Gemara says it's not no good. Why? Because now the top of the haystack is going to be the schach, but that wasn't put to be schach originally. That was put to be just the top of the haystack. Schach means that it hovers over air. So if you put something down to hover over air, that's a haystack. That's called schach. But here, you put it down on, you put level 1, level 2, level 3, you have this haystack. Now you're howling it out. Mimela, the top now is hovering over air, but it wasn't put to hover over air, so it just became, by default, it became hovering over air. So Mimela, that's not called an asiya. That's called a backwards asiya.
What did they say?
Originally. So that's the but once we explain, the Gemara explains that it doesn't have to be a kosher sukkah from the beginning. All it has to be is that it has to be a shem schach from the beginning. So as long as there's a tefach, say when you built it originally, you have all the hay, and then there was a tefach air space, and then on top of that was the the next level of hay. So that hay was hovering over an airspace. So that had a dinschach from the get-go. So then that's okay. Even though it wasn't a kosher chukka. Because avir of a tefach is not something you can live in. But that's the story. Okay. So I want to show you now, branch out a little bit. And it's good to, we're after Sukkot, so, you know, the challenge is to still get back into Sukkot after Sukkot. But we're going to start off with mezuzah and tzitzis. And take it from the Tassav Alomana Osoy perspective. So let's learn the Gemara. In Menachos Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Says the Gemara. Reish Gelusa Bora Besa. So he built a house. Good. Amar Leila Rav Nachman, Kavali Mezuzah. So in other words, he built a house, and then he says to Rav Nachman, can you do me a favor, put up the mezuzahs on the house? So the famous statement, Amar Rav Nachman, Toli Dashi Beresha. Three words. Toli Dashi Beresha. I request of you that you should put, first before you, I put up the mezuzahs, put up the dashi, bereisha. What does dashi mean? And what is he asking him? Now let's learn Rashi. Hemid, that's the hay, hasipin, the binyan tchila. We covered Chila HaMezuzah with Sefer. Hoda has Sefer Beminyan, Havalei Osri HaMezuzah, Kodim Shatovu Lidei Mitzvah. So he says like this. He says, what I want you to do,
but well, doors have these frames, right? So apparently the house was built, but the molding of the doorway was not yet affixed in the door. In other words, because before you fix it, it's a separate thing, and then you affix it to the door, so it's a separate piece. So he said, I don't want you to put the mezuzah on the molding and then put the molding into the building. First put the molding in the binyan and then put the mezuzah on the molding. And Rashi explains, because what? Because if you put the mezuzah on the molding first, that's possible of an osur. Because the kviyas ha-mezuzah was put on something that it's not a... What's a mezuzah without being part of a building? So you're putting... You can't just say, I'm going to take a piece of wood, you know, a pole of wood, I'll put the mezuzah on the pole of wood, and then I'll put that pole of wood into the doorway. No. First you have to put the frame into the doorway, and then you can put it. But if not... It's Tassav Lomen Osri. Because Tassav Lomen Osri means that just like by Sukkah, when you put the schach, it has to be a shaved schach. Well, when you're putting it on, so too, when you put a mezuzah on a doorway, so it has to be, a mezuzah is not a mezuzah, it's just a stick, but it's not in the doorway. So when you put the mezuzah on the mezuzah, you know, there's two words of mezuzah. Mezuzah is the cloth. And mezuzah is also not the case, but the doorposts are called mezuzahs. It's talked about mezuzahs. In other words, the two vertical doorposts are called mezuzahs, and then the horizontal one at the top is called the mashma. So that's what he told him, that I want you to affix the mezuzahs
in the building, the doorpost of the building, before you put the parchment, the mezuzah meaning the cloth, into the door, or else it'll be Tassim Lo Menosha. So that's what Rav Galusha asked Rav Nachman to what? To put up the mezuzah. And Rav Nachman said, yeah, I'll put it up. But first put the molding onto the doorpost first, and then I'll put the cloth onto the molding. Totally Dashi Bereshu. Because if not, it'll be Tassim Lo Menosha. Now let's look at another Gemara. Okay, take a look now on page 2. The Gemara Menachas Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Tana. Hemid la melamed shalkonim. If you have kodim, Rashi says, "Lamshon shalom batim zuzus eitz." Whereas he couldn't find a wooden mold, so what did he find? What would be the best way to explain this? What? Reed. Or what would be a nice way to call it? A bamboo stick. So he was going to make it out of reeds. Like out of bamboo sticks, he was going to make the frame of the door. So he couldn't find wood. Now, apparently, he used to use wood, but he didn't find wood, so he was going to use reed, a bamboo stick, to be the frame. So it says, Chotech Shroferes Ubanicha. So you have to what? You have to carve part of the reed or the bamboo stick. And then you can put the mezuzah inside the area that you carve. Amar Achabar in the Rabbah, Loshon El Shehemid Lavaso Chatoch. But first, you have to put the bamboo stick, the reed, into the door. But at first you took the bamboo stick and you put the mezuzah in the bamboo stick, and then you put the bamboo stick what? In the building? What? Sula hasa melomana asui. So this Gemara seems to be a carbon copy of this other Gemara. Right, they're both telling you the same concept, that when you have the mold here, the bamboo stick, the reed is going to be the mold of the door, so you can't put the mezuzah in that, the parchment in that, until first it is put into the doorway, and that's what it means. So it seems that these two Gemaras, the way Rashi learns, are mamish carbon copies of each other. Right? Because it's the same principle of first putting it into the building and then putting the parchment in that. So let's see Tosfos on page 1. Tali Dash Variation. Page Bakuntris Hemid Hasipim Tchila. First put the molding. Shim locate Havalit Hasav Lomen Hosi. So Tosfos asks Akasha, the Kasha, the Havalit the Maymer Kova Sipi Variation. What's this lotion of Tali? In other words, if you would have a could have a verb. What's the verb to say adhere it to the building? Well, cover. But not tola. Tola means like, hey. What? There was, Tosas is bothered by Rashi's pshat, that if the pshat is that this Gemara is saying the same as the other Gemara, so the verb that best describes that idea is not tully, hang, it's by cover, and adhere it. Affix it. Affix the pole in the doorway, and then put the mezuzah on. What's this tully? So he doesn't like the... So therefore, he thinks that maybe that's a giveaway that's not what this Gemara means at all. That this Gemara is not saying the same thing as what? As that other Gemara. Because nowhere in the Gemara, in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, does it say that it's an issue of Tasav Lomid Osu. The other Gemara, on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, says that it's an issue of Tasav Lomid Osu. Here, what Rashi is interpreting, that the Pshat in the Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph is based on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. That it's an issue of Tasav Lomid Osu. But Tosis is challenging that. It's saying that maybe that's not the case. Because maybe, right? Yeah.
Can another verb be like Baba? Can
another
verb be like Asa? You made it? That'd be more
verb. What word?
Asa. You made
it. Asa means to come.
No. But I
What? Asa. Yeah, but we're using Aramaic here. That's Hebrew. Parshas Bereishis. Kosher also. Because we were there made. Or Hebrew. Yeah. So he says, Kosher, Dabalei Lamei Makovasi Fibration. Oh, no, come on, Dabalei Nishnu, Yagabalei Shodol, Shabbeinu, Lavasa. And he says, the second Kosher, so first Kosher is he doesn't like the verb that was used, the text of Shah. And the second shot is these two Gemaras should have been put together. In other words, this story of Reisha Galusa should have been brought on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis when they're told this halacha. Right? Because this is mamish the exact carbon copy of, right? So, oh, come on, Havalei Lashnuye. Well, come on, meaning on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. When we were taught this halacha, Pasav Lomid Osu, by Mezuzah, it should have had this story as an anecdote to that halacha. But here, I'm giving up an alpha, and then the next Omid, you first reading in this halacha, something seems a little strange. So therefore, right, over Kavan Havalei Lashnuye, Gavalei Lashnuye, Gavalei Lashnuye, so therefore, Tosis is going to interpret the Gemara in a totally different way than Rashi. And basically, the way he's going to interpret it is going to be in a way that Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph and Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis have nothing to do with each other. And that will answer all his kashas. So what is it? Let's see. Says in near Lefarish the high basa the border is Galusa. Hey, the Piska ben Gavri Levay Noshi. The Solik Vide.
Let me give a little now with Tosas.
He says, so Tosas says like this. He says, you want to know Pshat in this Gemara? On Lama Gimel Lama Nal said, nothing to do with Tasav Lama Nal. Nothing to do with Tasav Lomanos. So what does it have to do with? He says it's a continuation from the line before. What's the line before? So let's see. Amar Rav Yehuda. First word in line is Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Shmuel. B'mezuzah halach achar heker tzir. Oh. So this is the question. Rabosa. The halacha in Hilchas Mezuzah is that the mezuzah is placed on the right side of the doorway. Right? Because the pasuk says, what does the pasuk say? Mezuzos beisecha. And the Gemara darshins beisecha derech biyoscha. Beisecha derech biyoscha, the way you enter. And most people enter what? With their right foot first. Yes, righties do. I'm a lefty. Here we don't have any, no tolerance for lefties. Lefties are not tolerated in Hilchos Mezuzah. Everyone, right, but I'm a lefty, so when I walk, I probably walk with my, I don't think about it. Put my left foot first, then my right foot. Okay. I don't know, is that true? Lefties walk with their left foot first? You a lefty?
Yeah, I'm lefty.
Okay, so what do the lefties
say? I think they still walk.
You still put, maybe that's why there's no tolerance for lefties, because the lefties also right, walk with their right foot first. I don't know, is that true? I don't know. I don't think about it. Yeah, but I'm thinking, you know, if you're thinking about it, then yes,
in general,
halacha favors righties. Yeah, lefties are a puzzle for kahuna, but not for avoda. Not for kahuna, for avoda. You can't, it's a move. Right. You know, in the old days, not in my generation, but in previous generations, like, parents did not want their children to be lefties. They forced them to, right, it was, in the more modern society, we let people live and let live. And we let people be lefties. But in the old country, that was not tolerable to be a lefty. Well, okay, so this is the halacha. The halacha is that when you go, when the mezuzah is based on the way you enter the room, and the assumption is a person enters the room with his right foot first. Lefties, righties, whatever it is, that's the assumption. So the big question at hand is, if you have a room, say like a classroom here, and like you have the classrooms in first hall, right? So you go into the room. There's one door to go into the room. So there's only one way to enter the room. So it's on the right side going into the room. But say you have a room that has multiple entrances, right? Like this one, yeah. So how do you know which is the what? Is the way in? How do you know which is the derech nisa? So the Gemara says this is the way you tell. The Gemara has two words: heker tzir. So what does heker tzir mean? So heker tzir, what?
The door pivots.
Yes, so what does that mean, where the door pivots? So if you look in Rashi, the Gemara says, my heker tzir, amar avada apkisa. So look at Rashi, apkisa. Also chor shemistufa shetzir del solver osmo. Whereas the way they used to do it was, so basically, every doorway had a little hole, like a golf hole. And in the golf hole, they would have a stick that would put into the golf hole. And then the door would be swinging with that stick. Okay? That's, so where do you, which room, whenever you have two adjacent rooms, which room was that hole in? So whatever room that hole is in, so that's when you go, you consider going into that room. So in other words, whenever you have two rooms adjacent to each other, so that hole is going to be put in one of the rooms. Either those, it can be put here in this room, or it can be in the hallway. Either way. So whichever room the hole is that the door, the stick that the door is swinging on is in, that's going to be the room that is considered you knisa. Because again, there was from two perspectives, there was from this perspective I'm going in here, so the doors are the right side here. But from this perspective, you know, you can say it should be here, because I'm going here. So how do you know which way to do it? So the answer is, they would be, you see, it doesn't work with the modern doors of today. We'll see how the modern doors of today fit in. But they had the hole. So whichever room the hole was, that was the room that was considered going into. So if the room, the hole would be in this room, then the Zuzim would come into this room. If the hole would be in that room, then it's considered, and whichever the room the hole is, that is the room that's considered the entry. So because in any given situation, you go in, you come out. So whichever room the Heker Tzir was, that was this hole in the ground, like a golf hole, that was the room that's considered to be stuck. And then you put the Zuzim going in that direction, the direction towards the hole. If it's not going to be, but usually it's going to be so small, the lintel, that it's going to be in one of the rooms. Because you're right, if it's bigger, it could be theoretically in the middle.
Here, the stuff will be in the middle of the lintel, so
yeah, right, you could put it in the middle, but that's the way, I guess, the rooms were maybe, the lintel was probably very narrow. So the hole was either in room A or room B. So whichever room the hole was in, going that direction of where the hole is, that's considered the entrance. If you go the other direction, that's considered that you're exiting. Okay? Oh. So one second. So let me explain, then I'll take all your questions. So he says, the Tosfos says that that's shot in the Gemara, Kali Dashi Duresh. The mold was there already. The mold was there already. So what did Rav Nachman say to Resh Galusa? But you have to put the door, the stick in the hole, you have to make the Heker Tzir so I'll know which way to put the mezuzah. So nothing to do with this whole discussion of Tasa. That's the other Gemara, Lama Gimel Lama Beis. And it makes a lot of sense, because this Gemara first says you have to know which way to go. So how do you know? What? Heker Tzir. And then the Gemara tells this anecdote. Fits it very well. As opposed to the other Rashi's pshat, the Gemara is telling you that did it hasav al basri, which is not even introduced to Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, and it doesn't make sense that it's going to tell you an anecdote to a halacha we don't even know yet till the next Omud. This is very well. This works very well. First, they told me the halacha of Heker Tzir, which way to go, and then what? And then the Gemara tells you an anecdote that Rav Nachman didn't want to put up the mezuzah because he didn't know which way to. There are always two perspectives of what I consider. I can say I'm walking from the base measure to the hallway, I'm entering to the hallway. So I can say that the Knesset is on the right going into the hallway, or I can say this way. So how do you know which way to go? So that's what Gemara says. Whatever the heck you're serious. So that's the lashon of what? Holy. Dasha Bereisha. What do you mean? So what does poly mean? Hang what?
Hang the door.
So it means hang the door means you have to make the hole and make the hang the door. First you have to make the hole, then you have to put the stick, and then you put the door. So that means hang the door. So this way I'll be able to find out which way to go. Has nothing to do with passive element also. It's a good trap. I like this trap. Now, Tosus doesn't disagree with that because the halacha of Rashi is just the next Gemara. But Tosus is saying that this Gemara is not saying that. This anecdote of Reish Kalusa and Nachman is saying what this Gemara is saying. The heck is here. Okay, now I'll listen to who wanted to ask? Did you want
to? I'm just very difficult.
Come. Yeah, if the hole is in this room, yeah.
So, yeah, which way is the entrance?
Going this way. There's no room here. You didn't draw me a room.
So, yeah,
where
so
is this? What is this?
I don't know. It's a room.
Another room. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So if the room is here, so then this is considered the Knesset, so then you go this way. So it should always be...
So the mezuzah is there.
Yeah, to the right.
So the mezuzah would be
right. Right,
there.
By the right, wherever the...
What if the circle is over here?
So then the mezuzah would be here.
No.
No?
No. Either way, it's...
It'll only be over there.
It doesn't matter which side.
It doesn't matter
which side the hole is. It's the matter is the hole in this room or is it this room? Whichever room it is, that's considered entering into the room where the hole is. In other words, you could always view this. I can say I'm entering into the hallway, or I can say I'm entering into the Beis Medrash. So no one's going to say there are people who have said this, but this, you know, this is not the mahala that most people have. Why don't you put on two mezuzahs? Because you're entering here and you're entering here. That's just weird. You know? It's not about Tosif, Pashtus, because
whichever one is in it.
Whichever one is in it, the other one is fucked. But this is really cool. You gotta realize one thing is life. That mezuzah, you get the nicest mezuzah in the world, and you put it on the wrong place, but you don't get the mezuzah. So, that's why you have to make sure you know what you're doing when you're putting up mezuzahs. So if you put it up in the wrong place, but there's certain things that are not mikuvah. So the question is, what's called the, I could say, of the right side entering, right? The right side of the entrance. But it depends what way I'm going is the right side of the entrance. So how do you know? I could say, this is the entrance. I said, Ez is here. I could say this way, I could say that way, right? Depends on which perspective. So how do you know which perspective? So the Gemara says, the way you know which perspective is where the what? Where the heck is serious? Where is the hole? If the hole is in the basement in this room, so then that's called coming into this room. And when you leave the room, that's called exit. If the hole is in the hallway, it doesn't matter which side of the hole it is. If the hole is in the hallway, so then that's considered the entrance. Going into the hallway. And then the mezuzah would be on the right side, going into the hallway. Whichever side the door, that's the way the doors were created, with a hole in the ground, and then a stick, and then you have to tell which room is the hole. Is the, whatever room the hole is, going into that room, that's considered entrance. What? One hole, one stick, and one door. The one double doors that we have here. One doorway with one door. Now, don't get confused here, there's double doors. What? Whichever room has the hole. In other words, you're having this door so that you can make the hole over here. And you can make the hole over here. In the hallway, or... So whichever one has the hole, has the hole, that's considered entering into that room.
That's the main one.
Right. Now, let me tell you something. The modern day poskim say, listen carefully, that how does this translate to modern day, because we don't have the holes in the... So the way it translates in modern day poskim, it's whatever way the door opens. If the door opens this way, then the mezuzah is this way. If the door opens that way, then the mezuzah is that way. Whichever way, we don't have holes in the ground or anything like that. So what's the idea of the hole in the ground? Because if we have the hole in the ground, that's the way the door will open into. So whichever way the door is opening into, that's considered entering. So that's what Rav Nachman said to the Reish Galusa, put up the door first, so this way we'll see which way the door opens into. And whatever way the door opens into, that's considered Knisa. The door's opening into this room. That's for Knisa.
Yeah, but that's right. But this door here opens into the lobby.
Yeah. Right. This room opens into the lobby. So, Fred. So the mezuzah should be what? Over here. And what about this door? Look at this one. That was good.
Oh, Sira.
So what's the answer?
It's opposite.
What's the
answer?
What is the answer? There's only one answer. Only one answer. There's only one answer. Right. The answer is that this yeshiva is not a Obama church institution. That is the answer. So that a Obama church, this would be a Obama church. I don't know. I would be surprised. You know, they come here Thursday night. Maybe they spend the mezuzah with us. But so in a Obama church institution.
Why would I make a difference?
One second. Obama church institution. They follow this halakha. They put the mezuzah whichever way the door opens. So they wouldn't put the mezuzah here. They would say, what are you talking about? Put the mezuzah up here. This is the way, that's called the heketzir. Because the idea of the heketzir of the hallway was presumably that whichever room the hole was, that was the way, which way the door was opening into that room. But the question is, so it's not a Obama should be yeshiva, but we still have to follow the Gemara. What? Oh. So the many poskim say that the concept of Heker Tzir is that it's not clear which is the entrance. So many poskim say that, no, Heker Tzir is only a tiebreaker. But what defines entrance? Maybe say road evil. Whichever the flow of traffic is, that so since most people they come to the base medrash, they come in this way. So that's the flow. So even though Heker Tzir is telling me to what? To do it the other way, but Heker Tzir is only the low man on the totem pole. In other words, if I can't determine if traffic is coming from both directions, like some people may, like in this base measure, if we would determine that the 50% of the people come from the other way and they walk this way, then the fourth traffic is this way, and the 50% go this way, and we would know how to make a tiebreaker, so then we would follow the Hecker Tzia. But since the assumption is that most people come into this base measure route this way, maybe you could argue, but yeah, and maybe if it's not true, maybe we have to change it. But the assumption is that most people are using that door to go out. And so therefore, it's considered when you go out, that even though the sign says exit, but that's not halakha. It also says exit.
Should
this one
be on
the right side then?
You walk in.
What does it say? Montreal? Sorte?
Sorti?
Yeah, that's the other. At Montreal, they still have the French the French sign. So I remember I was there for a chasana. So it says sorte at every. They don't say exit. They would say they have to use the French.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on the yeah, they have to use French in the. Right, so the assumption is that most people are using that door. Right. Right. And Hecker Tzia, so the Chiddush of Lubavitch is that we treat Hecker Tzia as number one. We give that the most kashimis. Rob Hila.
Is that Karab?
What?
The following the Hindus, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's in the Gemara. Yeah, so that is the minute. That is the.
Oh, it's
no, it's halacha. It's not just a minute. It's.
What's the deliberation that Chabad decided to ask him?
Because this is the only siman that's brought in the Gemara to teach us which way to put a mezuzah. So it says that's what we should follow. Others say the Gemara only meant that as a tiebreaker.
How do they know that? Were they say that in the logical point of the Chiddush? They say, because Pashut Shabbat would say, just tell you why say it's a tiebreaker.
Accuracy seems to be the primary yardstick.
Pretty good Chiddush to say, oh, it's only when they're not sure.
Right.
What means husband sins?
This is the main trait, but the Gavri the main Nasha. The Gemara says they used to have two rooms. Look at Rashi. Piska, other Shacholim, Basil Ketzil, Hiva Hanashim, has a Basil Ketzil Ishto, and says Lachim. Chesna Zuzu, that's all the Smith. Talk of the passage of Ezuzu, Ezili, Hei Choshim Bia, Hei Lachim Yitzia. Because the Gemara has, you have two rooms, you have the street, the house is the street. So there's two rooms. You come from the street, and there's one room, then you go into the other room, and then you go into the street on the other side. The north and the south, the east and west. So the way Rashi explains that Gemara is we don't know which way is the flow, because people are coming, what is the man's side of the room, of the house, and what is the woman's side, and people are coming from both directions, so you don't know which is the flow. Between the two rooms, you go, you know, the right side from that, from the left side going from the north to the south, or the south, you know, which it is. So you don't know which way, so you follow the Hecker Tzia.
Who decides where the Hecker Tzia is put?
According to according to who decides? The person who builds the structure,
the architect.
But that's if you hold the Hecker Tzia as the end all be all. I mean, either way, even if it's not the end all be all, it's still the tiebreaker. So then that's also going to be decided by the architect.
Yeah. On the blueprint that shows what the door is going to be opening and closing, on the blueprint
in the house. Yeah. Oh, the floor. You see? The floor plan. You're a constructor. You take the architect with the doctor glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, tell him you're in my Dr. Schreffer is the head of the library. He's an architect. So the first thing he did as his job, he redid the library. That wasn't necessarily because he's an architect, but happens to be that he's an architect, and one of the first things that happened to the library under his tenure was to redo the library.
What's Bosch's motivation for learning this studio? Including the Gemara on the next page. Because this is the
Shabbat.
I mean, why did Rashi? Rashi's understanding of the Gemara seems almost ridiculous.
No, don't use those words for us.
But what's
we don't use those words, right? We just say we don't understand.
So what's the motivation?
What's the motivation?
Has Rashi and Tosis?
Has
Rashi
and Tosis? Rashi
and Tosis is almost shot as almost.
How does Rashi mean?
The word.
Yeah, I mean, which question do you think is the better question? Is it the stronger question? Is it the question of the Tully, or is it the question of, like, why wasn't this put in the Sugya of Lama Gimel of the base? Right.
So how is Rashi answer Tosfos there?
Right. There's always a question, how is Rashi going to answer Tosfos?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Jesse, what do you want to say?
So just to clarify what you're talking about the library here. You have, for example, first, the main door to get into the building. It's the only way to go in and out. So it's definitely...
Which door?
The main door to the building.
Right. So Rabbi Yehuda Merlo, you ever hear of Rabbi Yehuda Merlo? He was the posek in Chabad several years ago. He since passed away. So he told me, many years ago, that even Chabad would agree on the outside door that you go, even if theoretically we'd have an outside door that goes, opens into the street, they would still put it, because you can't say that that's the entrance. Right? Going into the street is not the entrance. So even Chabad would agree that if you have the door entering into the building, entering into the house, and it's going outwards, you would put the mezuzah on the right side going into the street. You'd still put it. Even Chabad would agree to that.
Why? If you're following the entrance, why would that be?
Because that you can't consider that knisa. It's the street. You know, the street is not chayav mezuzah. The house is chayav mezuzah.
Push doors.
Okay.
So it's a safe reason, but it doesn't apply to all doors. But I don't think it's a safe reason.
So the
mice will... It has to be that way, but it's a safe reason, but no indication of...
So what? You mean every door going into a house has to go...
A building. A house is not a public.
You mean a public place.
So, but public places, the all exits are push doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not an indication.
Right. Okay, but that's what he told me.
But it's different things for like a hallway.
But anything within the house would be totally on the heckers here. Right. In other words, you don't have to. So, right. In other words, you could say that when I'm going from the basement into the hallway over there, that I'm coming out of the basement, entering the hallway. But you have to decide what it is. Is this entrance or exit? In every doorway, you can't say, well, I'm entering here. Every doorway you can say, this is an entrance here, and it's also an exit there. But you could say, this is an entrance to here, but it's also an entrance to there. But then you'd put two mezuzahs up. So, but halakha is we don't put two mezuzahs up. We put one. So you have to decide what's called the exit and what's called the entrance. So the Gemara says wherever the Heketzir is, that's called entrance. And where the Heketzir is not, that's called exit. So, but the only question is this only used as a tiebreaker, or is it the Iker? So Chabad, they say, well, this is the Gemara didn't give us any other siman. This is the only siman the Gemara gave. So, but everyone else says what Rashi and others say. But the way Rashi explains it is that because since it was a tie, because you could, the traffic would flow in both directions, then you needed the Heker Seer to break the tie. So that's the. So Tosis learns a totally different shot in the Gemara than Rashi. But it doesn't necessarily mean that either of them are contradicting halacha, because they both could agree there's a din of tasim l'menasai, and they can both agree the din of heketziah. The question is, what is this story talking about? Tomorrow, I want to show you that the Rambam has a third shot in this Gemara. Okay? But these two different shots. So Tosef's shot has nothing to do with tasim l'menasai, and Rashi's shot is all about tasim l'menasai. Then I'm going to show you the Rambam has a third shot. Okay, so we'll stop here, and as Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue.